Tech IPOs were about to make a comeback at long last, and then the government shut down. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. It's been a big story that tech companies have been staying private longer, and there are fewer and fewer tech IPOs. It did seem like the drought was lifting at the end of last year. Uber and Lyft filed for initial public offerings. There were rumors that Airbnb, Pinterest, and Slack might finally pull the trigger this year. But 3 weeks into 2019, and the Securities and Exchange Commission isn't picking up the phone. The SEC lawyers and accountants who work on IPOs are shut down, along with the government. And if this shutdown goes on much longer, the big names might be fine, but it could chill the whole tech IPO resurgence. Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Corey Driebusch is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. She writes that when it comes to IPOs, timing is everything.
You think of quote-unquote IPO windows, and you think of that as a time when the stock market is doing well, when there's not many big stock swings, when there's not a lot of political risks. So that's what a lot of people thought. This first half of 2019 was going to be a really good time. And anything that delays, that pushes them back from that, could be problematic.
How does this affect a company that's smaller than Uber or Lyft? If there's, you know, a smaller startup that is hoping for an IPO to really raise a lot of capital.
So that's where it's more concerning. And everyone we've spoken with points to biotechnology companies as really those that are most at risk right now. Biotech companies burn through cash really fast. Trials are very expensive, and you need to have a lot of trials before you can go back and forth with the FDA to get your drug approved. So besides the fact that the FDA is under the shutdown partially as well, so they can't even talk with the FDA. Biotech companies, from our conversations, are most eager to find either a workaround to be able to try to go public and raise money, or they're the most desperate for the shutdown to end.
Are there long-term consequences to putting IPOs on pause like this?
Some of the biggest concerns over the past several years have been that we just don't have as many public companies anymore. And folks that we talked to said as the shutdown continues, companies that were planning to go public, it's more impetus to choose these other routes. When companies are filed for a very long time, I was talking to someone who was saying when they're sitting just waiting for an IPO, all of their financials are available. If somebody wants to look through SEC filings, that could make them ripe for the picking for M&A, could make them ripe for the picking for other private financing that keeps them private longer. Or maybe something's going to change in their operations in that period of time, which then they don't feel confident going public.
Corey Driebusch is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Another problem here: when the government finally does reopen, the SEC will be buried in IPO filings that could take months to dig out from. And now for some related links. Not like it's so easy to be a public company, though. And on that note, I have some things to say about Netflix. Its stock dropped yesterday after it reported mixed earnings and said it might make less money in the first quarter of this year. And what's crazy about that is how the entire stock market and Wall Street were rejoicing just a few days earlier when Netflix announced price increases for its monthly subscribers, which got me thinking, did it not occur to anyone that the reason Netflix is raising prices is because it needs the money? Making TV and movies is super expensive. No amount of cheaper cameras or reality TV or YouTube has changed that. And that's basically what Netflix said in its earnings report, that the costs of creating higher quality original shows to fight off HBO and Amazon Prime and Disney are high and getting higher. The company that eventually wins the streaming wars will be the one with the most cash, which is why it continues to be a mystery that Apple is taking this long, since it has the most cash. Hey, you know what Apple could buy with its huge stockpile of cash and turn it into a streaming service for original content? Snap! Snap is like the company that no one can really even be bothered to write about that much anymore. even though it seems like every executive who walks through the door there immediately pulls a U-turn and walks right back out again. And Snap was valued at $31 billion when it went public in 2017, and now it's down to like $8 billion. Snap is currently one of the most heavily shorted stocks on Wall Street. You know what? Never mind, Apple. Maybe this is not a good plan. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. You trust Marketplace to cover more than business news. You rely on us to connect the dots between complex economic issues and why they matter to you. To keep public service journalism going strong, please go to marketplace.org today and become a Marketplace investor with a donation in any amount. We appreciate your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.